Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Today, we're just going to go through four verses. Believe me, I tried to get through more of this, but I just couldn't do it. You know, I want to try to get more verses under my belt. But we're in a very special section here. It speaks of the Lord's Supper. And I already mentioned that tonight we will be observing the Lord's Supper. I'll announce it again in worship service. Because of the Lord's Supper, we will not be having Bible study hour. Come back at 6 o'clock and we'll just focus on the Lord's Supper at 6 o'clock, okay? So, 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, I just want to read the first four verses, or from 23 to 26, those four verses. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup wherein he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Folks, what a passage of scripture this is. Dealing with the Lord's Supper, we know the background, the church at Corinth, was not observing the Lord's Supper properly. Matter of fact, he's going to talk about that word worthily, and he used that word unworthily, and the word unworthily does not mean unworthy. None of us are worthy of Christ's death, his burial, his resurrection. None of us are worthy of observing the Lord's Supper. However, the word is unworthily, and it's the manner in which we observe Lord's Supper, the attitude in which we have. And so that's what happened here at Church of Corinth. And he's instructing them the proper way of observing the Lord's Supper. So he takes them back from probably about 40 years earlier to when Jesus observed Lord's Supper. And we're going to talk about that with the disciples in the upper room. And Danny would appreciate this. Danny's the archaeologist in our church. He wears many hats, president of Mace Baptist College, the archaeologist and missionary Thailand, all these things. Did you see where they think they found the upper room, the real, true? I don't know. They seem to find something all the time. And we, every time we go to Israel, they say this is the upper room, you know, where Jesus observed the Passover and Lord's Supper. Well, supposedly they found another place, and that's supposed to be. Is it a different place than we've been going? I think so. They found some writing. Anyway, it's interesting. Jesus talked about the night before his crucifixion, he observed the Passover with his disciples. And notice that very first word in verse number 23, the word for. Now, my dad used to say this all the time, and it's so true. Every word in Scripture is pregnant with information. It gives birth. Even that one word for. That's why it took me so long to get through just four verses. I want to try to finish this chapter today, but there was no way when I was doing my notes. The word for here literally means it sets forth the statement as an explanation of the previous comments. What he had said before about how they were observing the Lord's Supper, he uses that word for to now here to set forth what he's about to say about the Lord now observing the Lord's Supper. And then I like this. For I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you. Obviously, when Paul was there for 18 months, when he said, I delivered this unto you, he taught them properly in the observance of the Lord's Supper. He said, I have already delivered this to you. The problem is after Paul left, schisms and factions started coming into the church, and they literally perverted the teachings of the Lord's Supper. And that's why he's correcting them. But just notice, he said, I've already delivered this to you. We've already talked about this. By the way, Ernie, all the missionaries are so good about this, that when we would begin a church, and when I was in Kenya, we started, I don't know, 9, 10 churches, however many that would be, whatever it was at my time there. one of the privileges that we would have as missionaries to instruct the new church how to observe the Lord's Supper. Damien's done this, I know, and Doug, and all of us had this privilege. Tim, now we would instruct them to observe the Lord's Supper. That's what Paul did. He started the church at Corinth, baptized some of them he didn't, but he started that church, and he taught them church doctrine. Where did he get the church doctrine from? I'm glad you asked, because Paul said here in this same verse, "For I have received of the Lord." Now, when did Paul receive teaching from the Lord? In other words, he said, the Lord taught me some things. When was this? Well, there's a little bit of controversy when it was, but I believe that we can find that answer in Galatians. Turn me to the book of Galatians, chapter number 1. And let's begin in verse number 11. When Paul said, I've received this of the Lord. Okay, Paul, when did you? Because remember, Jesus ascended into heaven way before Paul was saved on the road to Damascus. So Jesus in heaven, well, Paul, when did the Lord teach you these things? When did you receive them, the Lord? Well, we get a glimpse of it here in Galatians chapter number 1, begin verse number 11. But I certify you, brother, I've got to move on. That word certify is a strong word, man. It's like, remember that you, I won't say old ladies, but I'm going to say you old ladies, remember that good housekeeping seal of approval? Our young ladies have no idea what that's talking about. Florence, you know what I'm talking about. That, like that good health certified, that good health seal of approval. Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's even better than that, but you know, I got a scattered brain, and that's what came into my mind about certified. He certified this, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man, didn't come after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's continue. For you've heard of my conversation in time past, the word conversation, my life, my lifestyle, in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. He was Saul of Tarsus during that time. His whole goal in life was to destroy the church of Christ, church at Jerusalem, to persecute Christians. No, that's what he said. I lived my life for that and to destroy it. That was before he met Christ, and he's mentioned that. Verse number 14, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation. Not only did he rise in the ranks of what we'd say of authority, that word profit also meant he profited monetarily. He was doing pretty well with this, okay? Being more exceeding zealous of the traditions of my father. Talking about when he was a Jew and he was persecuting the church. Verse number 15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, man, I got to move on though, to reveal in me his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I can, look at this, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. When he was saved on the road to Damascus, remember on that road and Ananias and all came and baptized him, he's blind, remember that story there, okay. He said, I did not go to see the apostles. Here's what happened. Neither went I up to Jerusalem after he was saved, after he was baptized. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. This is a desert area. And then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter. So there's a time frame here. After he was saved, after he was baptized, he went away into the desert, into the Arabia, and then spent some time in Damascus for 3 years. And then he went to Jerusalem to see Peter, to see the apostles. I propose to you that during these 3 years that Jesus sat and taught the Apostle Paul, by Paul's words, by revelation, literally, and I take it literally, sitting at the feet of Jesus.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.